WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ- St. Louis Cardinals.
Made in Mexico. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A day after the massacre that left nine Americans dead, Leif Langford, a victim of the women and kids murder, just told Fox after the initial gunshots.
We now know they came up to the vehicle, shot more shots, raided the vehicle, and then incinerated it, set it ablaze, and burned everybody alive.
A drug cartel being blamed. Eight children survived. Some had to walk for miles. Several are hospitalized in Arizona. Kentucky's governor is not ready to give up his job yet.
We are not conceding this race by any stretch.
Matt Bevin, who's trailing by more than 5,000 votes, says he wants to let the process play out. Democrat Andy Beshear already declared victory.
This election is over.
Now, President Trump, who rallied for the Republican governor Monday night, says he helped Bevin make up a 15, maybe 20-point deficit. The president also congratulated Tate Reeves, the Republican who won the Mississippi governor's race, but in Virginia, Democrats won control of the state legislature. The White House is dismissing the revised testimony from U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, that he believes military aid to Ukraine was held up initially to get an investigation into the Bidens.
He is just presuming that the aid was linked to something and then admitted he didn't even know why he was presuming it.
Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says President Trump did nothing wrong. There will be more testimony this morning. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs David Hales is expected to go before the committees conducting the impeachment inquiry behind closed doors. But Energy Secretary Rick Perry, Acting White House Budget Office Director Russell Vogt, and State Department Counselor Ulrich Breckbull are not expected to show up. This is the White House signals Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney will not appear for an interview this week as they call the inquiry a ridiculous, partisan, illegitimate proceeding. Democrats say the no-shows are evidence of obstruction. Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides American businesses with easy, cloud-based, premium accounting software and full-service payroll for up to 100 employees. Business owners love the simplicity, the price, and our U.S.-based support. And accountants love the powerful capabilities. Check out our nearly perfect 5 out of 5 star ratings.
Keep your time and money.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with SalonPas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like SalonPas Patch Large. SalonPas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green SalonPas box in the pain relief aisle. SalonPas, it's good medicine.
More than a week after the U.S. raid that led to the ISIS leader killing himself in Syria, Turkey has captured one of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's wives. They've also captured one of al-Baghdadi's sisters, hoping to get more information on the terror group ISIS. The police officer shot Monday night in Dayton, Ohio. Still in very bad shape in a hospital.
Police Detective George Del Rio gravely wounded during a drug raid Monday night, now on advanced life support.
He was struck twice in the face, and those bullets penetrated deep.
Dayton's Police Chief Richard Beal says Detective Del Rio, in 30 years on the force, has made an impact.
There's no doubt that through his hard work and dedication, Detective Del Rio has saved and changed countless lives.
Federal charges have been filed against the suspected shooter, one of 4 men arrested. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A condemned killer has about 11 hours left to live in Texas unless a court blocks Justin Hall's execution. He was put on death row over a 2002 murder of a woman, fearing that she would alert police about his drug operation. In Mississippi, a man's been put behind bars for burning a cross.
Graham Williamson pleaded guilty to charges in August and on Tuesday was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Prosecutors say Williamson and Louis Rivette built a wooden cross and burned it in 2017 with the intention of intimidating and frightening black residents of Seminary, about 70 miles south of Jackson. The neighborhood is described as predominantly African-American. Rivette was sentenced to 11 years behind bars in September. The Covington County NAACP is praising the sentences. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up a little bit the day after the Dow gained 30 points And the NASDAQ also went up, both setting another record high. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. ESPN 93.5 Local News with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call them at 586-PIPE or see their page online on Facebook or online. They're also on Facebook, but online it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 45-year-old Rantoul man wanted for allegedly raping a woman in March has been arrested. Roberto Velasquez was charged with 4 counts of criminal sexual assault. A warrant had been issued for his arrest in late April. The charges involve a 17-year-old girl and trouble at a mobile home park in rural Rantoul. She and Velasquez were at the home of a mutual friend with at least 2 other people. She went to bed and woke up later with Velasquez allegedly raping her. Authorities couldn't find him when she first reported it. A Champaign man is no longer facing drugs and weapons charges after a witness in the case could not be found. 33-year-old Arthiel Hollins had been arrested in February after authorities found suspected cannabis, scales, and about $1,000 plus a loaded gun in homes on Frank Drive and Edgebrook Drive where he was staying. A witness the prosecutor needed could not be located for trial. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
Well, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with 2 locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or BlossomBasket.com. They're terrific. Diane Ducey, good morning.
Morning, Stevie. Mostly sunny and a high 55, low 30. This is like the good day right now. So Christmas decorations up, maybe fine-tuning things in the lawn. Tomorrow, we've got clouds and a slight chance of precipitation. High 37, temperatures dropping to 18. On Friday, we've got a high 35, low 24, up to 48 on Saturday. And 51 on a Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. Right now, the temperature's at 38 on ESPN 93.5.
And now the story of man fishing, rescuing dog in cage at Kaufman Lake. His name is Bryant Fritz. Teaches at Next Generation. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you over the I Need a Hero.
We got the Footloose going, man.
I got the Bonnie Tyler going. So you're fishing at Kaufman Lake. It's about 50 below zero, and you see a little doggy poking out of the water in a cage. Then what?
Well, I knew the water was, extremely cold this time of year, and I looked around to see if there was anybody there, and I didn't think that the dog was going to last much longer with the water being there, and I figured by the time I called somebody, it might be too late. So I just kind of went in and pulled her up, and I got her to the U of I as fast as I could.
What was the condition? Sluggish, breathing?
Oh, I mean, it was absolutely horrible. I mean, you can tell from the pictures that I took, but she was missing skin all over the side of her. She had open sores. When I finally got her up to the shore on the pavement on the path there, there was blood on the ground, and she was missing skin on the bottom of her paws, and then obviously just shaking uncontrollably from being so cold.
And your reaction was, get help for dog, not consider what monster did this to this puppy.
Yeah, at some point I did take a picture. I pulled her closer up to shore than she was, but I got out real quick and took a picture because it was obvious to me that somebody had done this on purpose, and I thought that would be something, a piece of evidence for the police, and they are still investigating the situation now.
Who are you? You're from Chicago?
I am. I'm from Schaumburg, Illinois.
And you went to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign?
I did not, but I actually work for them. in the summer. I'm a graduate of Eastern Illinois.
Okay, wonderful. We love Eastern Illinois.
Go Panthers.
Okay, and so then you got this job at Next Generation. When did you start?
I started there about 10 years ago.
And what's been the reaction from the kids?
Oh, they are, you know, the first day on Monday, they were all just saying, you're my hero, and just clapping. And between every single period, they're, you know, just recognizing me. So I'm really humbled by all the support from them and just people from everywhere that are messaging me. It's really incredible.
And so do you tuck your cape in your shirt, and isn't it bulky?
yeah. It's actually an extra layer of warmth, so I had to take that off before I got in the water, so that was actually pretty helpful.
All right, so the doggy's going to be okay, according to U of I Vet Med. You've signed up for adoption. Your doggy passed away recently, I understand. I mean, Certainly you're going to get first shot at the dog, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're just kind of going through the formal procedures. Like I said, the police have to wrap up their investigation. So we'll hopefully have some details soon, but I can't wait to have her, and I can't wait to see her again.
And now the investigation. How in the world would police ever find out who did this?
Well, I think that they were trying to find some video surveillance. I don't know if there is anything out there. It's kind of far away from the parking lot to the lake where I found her. They're asking for tips, any information. There have been several people that have offered up and donated money for rewards. Crime Stoppers hit their limit yesterday for the reward. So I think it's $1,000 or $2,000 if anybody had information. So hopefully somebody gives a tip and recognizes the dog, and we can bring things to some kind of justice for her.
Is this a pit bull terrier, a pit bull? What is the breed? Is it a mix?
So she's definitely a mix. We think that she's mixed with pit bull and something else. But they're not quite sure, so maybe I'll get more information about that pretty soon also.
Yeah, I'm thinking, and I'm totally speculating that, you know, they try and fight these dogs, and if the dog doesn't fight, they abuse them and kill them. So it's a sick inner circle somewhere.
Yeah, I hope that that's not the case, but it was really evident that even before she was put into the lake that she had a really, really hard life before that.
Any idea what you're going to name her?
So I really liked the name Dory after Dory from Finding Nemo.
Come
the U of I Vet Med, they
come
named her.
Back.
Yeah.
I love that movie. Huh?
Yeah, U of I named her Poppy. I like that one too. But I think that if I do end up with her, which it really looks like that's going to happen, that Dory is going to be what I go with.
Okay, awesome. It'll be and then you know next Halloween she'll be in a Dory T-shirt, and you'll have a T-shirt that says Finding. And it'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
I'm glad that we have that planned out already, so that'll be easy.
Hey, listen, Brian, you didn't have to do what you did. It was cold. You were fishing. You're just trying to catch some fish. I know you love fishing. You see this animal. You rescued the dog. Good going. We're proud of you. Way to go. You should get all this attention, and I hope they find the people that did this, and I can't wait. Stay in touch. Let me know if you do get to adopt the doggy. Maybe you can bring her out on the radio sometime.
Yeah.
Sounds great, you guys. I really appreciate it. If anybody's out there listening and you're looking for a dog, the shelters are full of wonderful animals that have all been through a hard life themselves. So if you're looking for an animal, go down to the shelter because they'll really change your life.
Yeah, Schaumburg and Eastern Illinois proud today. Thank you, Brian. Good work.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Brian Fritz is his name. He's a science teacher at Next Generation in Champaign. And he's a good man.
That's right.
ESPN 93.5. Check your sports headlines coming up.
Do you know someone who's served in the military? Honor them by taking them out to lunch and enjoying a program at the Hilton Garden Inn on Monday, Veterans Day, the 11th. Doors open at 11. Everything starts at 11:30 with the Unity Banner Singers and a flag ceremony. Keynote speaker being Pete Milinkovic. Sign up now as you click on this year's event at VeteransDayOneOnOne.com. It's $20, the Hilton Garden Inn, Monday Veterans Day, with doors opening at 11. VeteransDayOneOnOne.com.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. and it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. And we are looking forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Kirk Herbstreit. This quarterback really knows how to run this team, which is why we mic'd him up before the game. Let's listen in on how he got him ready on that last play.
Blue 49! Blue 49! Eckridge, Eckridge, Eckridge! Carolina double! Carolina double! Grill, grill, grill! Ham off the bone! Home game! Home game! Hot, 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 hot! Eckridge deli meat sandwich! Hot!
Now that is a quarterback that knows how to handle a home gate. Eckridge, you do you.
Yeah, so, we'll want to know. No worries. No problem. We'll want to know. Be Nickel State 7870. That was OT.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
We were up 18. They scored 16 points unanswered at the end of the game. Took us to overtime. Brad Underwood, head basketball coach after the game.
Good morning. I'm...
Not the right one. Brad Underwood, after the game, talked to the press. And he had this to say.
Fought through it today, and I thought the first half was pretty good. So that was disappointing, and I thought there were some positives. You can't allow a team to go on a 16-0 run with 5 minutes to go. You know, I was really disappointed. I'm really disappointed we get on four for loose balls. We got completely outplayed, and Nichols deserves all the credit for that. And then our execution on both ends has to be better. It's simply the silly turnovers and the not diving on the floor will keep me up tonight.
Oh, 1-0.
Okay.
Undefeated and untied. Let's go.
Andres Feliz with 22 points.
Yeah.
Kofi Cockburn is one that we were all watching, too. That big man, freshman, 10 points and 11 rebounds. Nice to get a double-double out of the gate here. Go Illini. And, of course, earlier in the day, in front of 3,000 students,
yeah.
Illinois women beat Chicago State 99-66. A fun day for a field trip for area kids. Looked great to see so many people at the State Farm Center. We had Kentucky at number 2 over number 1, Michigan, in NCAA basketball, 69-62.
Yeah, Michigan State ranked 1, but they lose in a, you know, what draft pick are you going to be game?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all flying high. And
number 4, Duke over number 3, Kansas, 68-66.
Two really good games at Madison Square Garden for the top 4 teams.
Our Illinois volleyball team in action at Iowa. We're number 21. Should be a great volleyball round today. Charlotte over the Pacers in overtime, 122-120. LA Lakers over the Bulls, 118-112. LeBron with his third triple-double in that game. We had San Jose over the Blackhawks 4-2. St. Louis Blues beat Vancouver 2-1 on ice last night in NHL action. I was reading about Mike Schilt getting a 3-year contract for the St. Louis Cardinals to be manager.
Yep, and all their staff stays intact as they get ready to improve their offense. That's kind of the word. CMI reminds you, if you have an odor in your home or apartment, CMI's Eat 'Em Alive Cucumber Melon gets rid of bad pet urine smells. And the Odor Eliminator Bomb gets rid of darn near everything. Smoke, mold, and pet more. What do you know about that? I don't know a lot about it. It's CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, Bloomington Road in Champaign. They're your janitorial supply and equipment experts. Call 359-6262 or go online to cmiclean.com.
Mostly sunny, high 55, 30-hour low tonight. Morning clouds, slight chance of precipitation, down to 18 in the evening. 36 the high again on Friday, down to 24, up to 48. Partly cloudy on Saturday. Sunday's high at 51. Right now, the temperature's at 38 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, we'll check your Fox Business Business Minute brought to you this morning by Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Wednesdays, we talk to our friend Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. What does he see from last night's elections? 5 out of 6 Republicans won, but the governor of Kentucky looks like it's going to go to a Democrat, even though it's not official yet. 7:20.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street could see more records today. The Dow and NASDAQ closed in record territory yesterday with continued optimism about trade negotiations with China. However, Mark Avalon at Potomac Wealth says investors need to be cautious.
The earnings reports that came out cited 2020 weakness and 2020 concerns. I think there's too much hype about what the trade deal is going to mean. I think ultimately, in true economic terms, those results are going to be muted. I think it's really more of a timeout.
Wendy's business improved in the summer quarter, and now it expects global sales to be up as much as 4% this year. Xerox is looking at buying personal computer and printer company HP. The Wall Street Journal says Xerox is about to receive a windfall of $2.3 billion from Fujifilm after ending a joint venture. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The website looks great at CurtisOrchard.com.
What is today? Today is the 6th of November.
Yes, it is.
22 days now, 3 weeks from tomorrow, from Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And we got some family coming in, so we're kind of fired up. See, some of the Johnny's grandkids will be here, all four of them.
Oh, that'll be terrific.
Yeah, can't wait.
Veterans Day is on Monday, and I know at Hilton Garden Inn we talked with Larry Camper earlier this week. That's due tomorrow in case you want to do the $20 donation. Champaign Rotary West is coordinating this great program and luncheon at Hilton Garden. And you can go to VeteransDay1on1.com to get signed up.
Yep, take a veteran. It's an awesome day. It's Monday. Mm-hmm. And again, we want to make sure we honor our veterans. Well, you spoke and we listened. The Great Taste plant-based Beyond Sausage Sandwich from Dunkin'. Yeah, they used to be called Dunkin' Donuts, but now they're just Dunkin'.
Uh-huh.
It's available at Dunkin' locations nationwide. 10 grams of Beyond Sausage plant-based protein in between a toasted English muffin, delicious egg and cheese. Dunkin's taking a twist on a classic, creating a brand new way for you to start your day. Get up, get out, and get into a Dunkin'. For a plant-based boost in your morning, start your day the plant-based way. America runs on Dunkin'. This Friday, the Jeremy Warner Show will be live on Dunkin'. It's kind of confusing if I were to say Dunkin' on Dunkin'. But
right.
Actually, it's Dunkin' on Springfield.
Yeah.
But we do have a Dunkin'.
2008 West Springfield, to be exact.
Although this is D-U-N-K-I-N, little dash.
Exactly.
And Dunkin' is D-U-N-C-A-N, our street. Anyway, Dunkin' on Springfield, West Springfield, before you get to Mattis. Jay Layman will be out handing out samples.
That's right.
And Jeremy Warner Show will be broadcasting live 9 to 11. 8 to 10 is when you get the free stuff. And Jay will be dropping in on our show as well.
Sounds good.
Between 8 and 9 on Friday. So if you want to go out and try this, I mean, isn't it amazing that we are going a little, it's taking time, but we're edging toward healthier. Even on fast food stuff.
It is true.
So, good news, I think.
It's true.
It's better for us and certainly helps us in our daily life when we can eat a little better and have better habits. And there's vegan and vegetarian and gluten-free, and there's just a lot of things to pick from.
Yes, there is.
If you want to do this the healthy way. Festival of Trees is coming up.
That's true.
Man, we'll talk about that next hour.
Okay, good.
Golly, gee, this is
22nd, 23rd.
I got to be thinking about Christmas and wrapping and all those things.
Yep, decorating.
Never leave it to the last minute. I guarantee you that's a loser. It is so stressful.
It is.
And I've done that.
And if you could just kind of gradually
just go.
Start to take the lights out, test them, see if you need to go get some new ones.
Now, what are you doing? I mean, do you have a plan? Do you have it? Just get a plan, because leaving it to the end is just be thinking now, and you're welcome, because you really need to do that. It's going to take so much stress out of it. Okay, we also, on our travel side, we're going to the Indianapolis Symphony. We have a trip planned, and it's awesome. You can ring in the holidays with the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. We took this trip last year. It's a Yuletide celebration. It's just a day trip. They celebrate 34 years of bringing you one of Indiana's most incredible shows. And if you are interested in this, we are going, I think it's December, early December, and details are at stevyjtravel.com, C-V-J-A-Y travel, to December 6th. We have a few seats left, but not very many. It's only 169, and we're stopping at the Beef House on the way home.
Nice.
You can't miss driving past exit 4 in Indiana. That's time for a steak kind of thing.
I know it.
Anyway, $169, very reasonable for what you're getting. December 6th, if you or somebody you know want to go to Yuletide Celebration, it's a lovely evening. You can just go to steviejaytravel.com and book online.
And actually, Nate at visitindy.com is going to be working with us, Stevie, and
yeah,
talk about great family attractions, a dog-friendly city, indie breweries, and so many events. It'll be exciting as we work with Nate.
Hey, he gives us stuff to give away, right?
Is yes. That,
okay. All right. And we are giving you an offer this morning. Stand by for that in the next 10 minutes. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World standing by if you need anything just before you get into Thanksgiving and Christmas. You want to make sure everything's working properly. If you're having trouble with anything, maybe you think it's time, why don't you drive on Neal Street before you get to the I-74 interchange as you drive north. It's on the right-hand side. Very easy. You pop in, you go in, and guess what? Somebody will come up and say, may I help you?
Mm-hmm.
And what's great about that, it's not Tim from Paint. It's actually a person that does appliances.
And knows about Frigidaire, Bosch, all the Maytag, all the major brands.
And that's refreshing when they can say, this one is $1,400, this one's $1,200, what's the difference? They'll know.
Yeah.
And if you want bells and whistles, they'll give you bells and whistles.
Sure.
You can get appliances. You can buy a $5,000 refrigerator if you want.
Uh-huh.
And they just do everything. I think they even balance the checkbook. I mean, it's crazy.
That's great.
I've seen some of these new models. It's phenomenal. You don't even have, they have these energy efficients where you open it up and you don't open it up. It's a little shelf and you're not opening the whole fridge, letting all the cold out.
Oh.
It's cool. Check out Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Plus, you'll receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Place you want to visit. It's located again on Neal Street as you drive north toward the mall, right-hand side. Appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Our buddy Ed Martin is next. Stand by. ESPN 93.5 at 729.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Investigators in Mexico report an arrest in connection to the drug cartel murder of 9 members of a Mormon family in northern Mexico Monday. They say the suspect was taken into custody near the Arizona border. Leif Langford's a relative of the 3 women and 6 children killed, all Mexican-American citizens.
We want answers. We want to be protected.
He's on Fox and Friends this morning. Democrat Andy Beshear declares victory in the Kentucky governor's race.
Well, Kentucky's Secretary of State, a Democrat, has called the race for Beshear.
From now on, the doors of your state capitol will always be open.
Governor Matt Bevin has not conceded the race, citing irregularities.
And in the end, we will have the governor that was chosen by the people of Kentucky.
He has not offered any evidence of irregularities.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Democrats win control of the state government in Virginia. Republican Tate Reeves is elected governor in Mississippi. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The state is asking the University of Illinois to commit up to $35 million to get the renovation of Altgeld Hall started and to fill a funding deficit. The News Gazette says the state has committed $140 million for the project, and the university will be responsible for the rest of the $48 million for the Altgeld Illini project. Funding from the state could start coming early next year. University administrators are asking trustees to up the budget for design, site prep, and other costs to $35 million, up from the $4.65 million approved last March. That's to keep the project moving. A Champaign man is no longer facing drugs and weapons charges after a witness in the case could not be found. 33-year-old Arthiel Hollins had been arrested in February after authorities found suspected cannabis, scales, and about $1,000 plus a loaded gun in homes on Frank Drive and Edgebrook Drive where he was staying. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store and Sleep Shop. As a mom, no is the last thing I want to hear, but at Ashley Home Store, we're saying
no, no, no.
So you can say yes, yes, yes to your dream home. With no minimum purchase, no down payments, and 0% interest for 5 years, you can completely redesign your home in a style that's truly your own. This furniture for all sale ends November 11th. Visit our designers at your locally owned Ashley Home Store for a free style consultation today. Located at 602 West Anthony Drive, Champaign. At Ashley Home Store, this is home.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Mostly sunny, Stevie. Today's high 55, 30 hour low tonight. But then morning clouds, a slight chance of precipitation. High 37, low 18 tomorrow. Partly cloudy on Friday as you wrap up the week with a high 35, low 24. Right now the temperature's at 38. ESPN 93.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is not... He is not of the swamp, but he is at the swamp. He is Ed Martin, who is president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund. Edward, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I like to say in the swamp, not of the swamp,
yep.
Right? Not of the swamp, but I'm here. I'm up to my knees in it. But I just want to know how you're doing with all this Ozuna talk that they may put more money in. The Cardinals may spend more money on your outfielder,
yeah.
Ozuna. I don't know. I just want to see how you're feeling.
Well, here's my lineup. I've got Tommy Edman leading off. Are you ready for my second hitter? Do you want to hear this?
I'm not sure.
Mookie Betts batting second.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm trading Colton Wong. Sorry.
What? He just got a golden glove.
I'm getting Mookie Betts.
Okay.
MVP of the American League a year ago, and he hits crazy good. And he plays center. So I got Tommy Edman, Mookie Betts, Paul Goldschmidt, Ozuna, and I'm putting Josh Donaldson at five. Then I got Paul Goldschmidt, Yadier Molina, and it looks like I'm kind of stuck with Dexter Fowler unless Joe Maddon gets sentimental and takes him at California. That's what I got going on.
Well, I will say I'm for the Colton Wong thing. Here's why. I don't believe he's as good as he was this year in the long run. I think he's a great kid, young kid. I like
great,
him and all.
Great fielder.
But he's you get him at the height of his value,
yeah.
I think, if you did try. I'm not against that. Although I'd love to have him still. You're making me think.
You got to have thump. So Ozuna, I got to just hang in there with my left fielder as a fielder, but he has thump. I need some thump. If you got Josh Donaldson, he has two or three good years left, I think, and that's another 30 home runs. Anyway, I'm working on it, Ed. I mean, I am so busy, but I'm not giving up. I'm working the problem here. Ed Martin is.
I understand.
He is politically astute as anyone I know. Okay, so five of six Republicans look like they won last night. Is there any meaning in this stuff?
Well, I will tell you this: I'm in Virginia, Northern Virginia, knee deep in it, I will say. I think when you see the numbers, I will tell you this, I do think it means something. I think we are really in a period of time where people vote their sort of party preference and they're not paying attention to anything else and they really are divided. Now, I think Bevin was unpopular. He had in this Kentucky where it looks like he lost. But I came away from last night looking close at the numbers and realizing that it's a very divided electorate, and in Virginia, at least, the Democrats did a very good job of getting out the vote, and the Republicans did an anemic job. So I don't know what it means yet. I think politically in the swamp, they look up and say, well, the president doesn't look as strong as some of us thought in some places. You know, the White House is buoyed by some polls out of Pennsylvania and Michigan and other places that say the president's strong, the battleground states, and he sees his path. But I'm talking about whether people vote for impeachment in the House. And I think most of the folks are looking at that, a lot of them, and saying, yeah, I'll stick right where I am and head towards impeachment. I'm not sure it changed much for the Democrats that have, it's now become a party line vote. The only bipartisan vote in the House was two Democrats defected to the Republican vote and three Democrats didn't show up for the vote. So otherwise, Pelosi held her gang. So I think it means we're, sort of stuck where we are. Nothing much changed.
Yeah, and Virginia was kind of lost anyway. Now it's lost for a generation, but it's lost, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it was lost for I'm disappointed. I thought there was hope that you saw some things that could change the dynamic. But, in Stevie J, in politics, like a lot of things, money can, it's not everything. But when you have a lot more money, it turns into almost everything. So in this case, the Democrats in Virginia, a massive outpouring of money focused on winning the legislature, the delegates and Senate, House of Delegates and Senate, for two reasons. One is they want to pass all this liberal stuff. That's true. But for redistricting. And, 10 years ago, the Republicans were in the minority in the sense that they had Obama in the White House, and they were focused on these state legislative races, and they poured the money in and all the business interests and all. So in Virginia, where we are, I mean, ad after ad from the pro-abortion groups, from the Soros-leaning groups, and when you swap, I often tell people, if you're outspent 2-1, you can still win. If you're outspent 5-1, it's hard to win. I mean, it's just almost impossible. So that, I think Virginia is pretty darn lost. The other thing, though, I'd say, Stevie J, is this president has not rebuilt the Republican Party. He's just become the Trump phenomenon. And at the party level in states, it's pretty darn anemic. And I think you've got to wonder sort of, if God wills it, what's after Trump in 4 years, 4.5 years, 5 years? Because there's not party structure that does the basics of get out the vote and voter identification well enough.
Yeah, that's a great point, and you need that, don't you?
You have to have it. I mean, look, I love Trump. I'm a big Trump guy, but Trump's not on the ballot in Virginia yesterday, yeah. So he's not getting people motivated. Therefore, what do? My wife is listed on a Democrat list, and she said this morning she was looking at it. She had 3 phone calls and 3 postcards telling her to vote for somebody, wow. Democrat. Well, wow. That's how you do it if you want to get people out to vote.
Well. Okay, Ed Martin, ESPN 93.5, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund based in St. Louis. What are we doing regarding, Donald Trump and all the impeachment talk? I mean, I just think you wear people down, and they don't know the details. They don't know how unfair this is. I think most Americans just aren't aware of it. But it's fatigue. Is that the strategy?
Let me say 2 observations. Yesterday, Mitch McConnell did an interview where he said, and it's the first time he's commented more specifically, he said, hey, look, right now there's not the votes in the Senate, and it's not going anywhere, and I got to go over and talk to Chuck Schumer. Now, this is exactly what happened in the Senate in 1998 with Bill Clinton. At a certain moment, Trent Lott, who was leading the Republicans, went over and talked to the Democrats in the Senate, and they basically came up with a deal, said, look, do you want to spend 6 weeks here in live testimony and Monica Lewinsky on the floor, blah, 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 and the Democrats, because we're not going to go for it, the Democrats said. And Trent Lott said, no, I'll dodge that bullet. And basically, I would say he sold out the House managers. The question is whether Schumer is going to say to himself, I know these guys aren't going to ever convict. Do I want to let 6-8 weeks of testimony go? I think, to your point, this is my second point on this, Pelosi has been more disciplined, and the media has gone with her on it, at not getting too excited and broad, just saying impeachment, 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 abuse of power, impeachment, impeachment. And the public is saying, well, there must be something there. And at this point, I think the plan is to try to drag the president down, not take him out. And so a lengthy impeachment that lets a disciplined prosecutor go forward, and Schiff is a lunatic, in my opinion, in terms of his policies, but he's been doing what he wants to accomplish. Again, to my point on the election yesterday in Virginia, at least, there was no there's nothing that tells me you're persuading anybody. You just got to motivate your base keep going forward. And I think that's what Pelosi's trying to do.
And do you think Donald Trump, even if he's impeached, even if we go through all of that, can still win in 2020?
Yeah, I think Trump does win. I think Trump does win. I think it's very – people forget. It's very hard to beat an incumbent president. I mean, the natural advantages and the money advantages, and we haven't even had a real knockdown, drag-out brawl between the Democrats when they get close to the end, because they all think whoever is the nominee will win. So you get down to 2 or 3, they're going to start taking the wood to each other, as they say. So Trump is going to have a money advantage. He's going to have a stature advantage. And look, Moody's predicted, I think 2 days ago, Trump wins because the economy is now so close to the election, it's not going to recess. It's not a recession. So too many people feel too good about what's going on that he loses Pennsylvania and other places. So I do think he survives. I think he wins.
All right. It's our good friend, Ed Martin, the learned one. How do people connect with you, my friend?
Yeah, Phyllis Schlafly. I've had great people coming to our site, phyllisschlafly.com, to see a lot of the writings and things we do. We got a bunch of one-pagers on the key issues, phyllisschlafly.com. And then I'm on Twitter, @EagleEdMartin. And I gave out my email one time with you, Stevie J, and a couple of your folks emailed. It's ed@phyllisschlafly.com, ed@phyllisschlafly.com. Love to hear from folks, and appreciate the chance to visit, Stevie J.
Always a pleasure. I'll let you know what Mookie says. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I was just going to say thank you. See ya.
Thank you. ESPN 93.5, Ed Martin. No, there's been, obviously, nobody knows anything, but there's already been talk about Mookie Betts and the Boston Red Sox and the Red Sox trying to dump salary, and he's going to get, you know, $30 million a year. It's a lot of money. And, yeah, so that he only has 1 year left, so it'd be kind of a Goldschmidt risk where you get him and you might not sign him, so it's too expensive and you got to give up really good players. But I would go for it because the Cardinals need more impact hitters. That's my general manager cap there. But I have not received a call from John Mozeliak, which is rather disappointing, if I might say.
There's that.
Okay, I'm here to help you. Today's offer is from the Mettler Center. And we've done this before, and maybe you're ready. Maybe you're ready to finally say, I am darn tired of the elbow hurting every morning. And somebody told you that that's just life, and we've tried.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to live with that. I disagree. I think your last stop, at least one of your last stops, has to be at Mettler Center. Why? Because they do a physical therapy that is different. It is called the Mettler Method, and they go deeper. They get into the scar tissue, and they're able to heal people that generally can't get relief at other physical therapists. Just fact, they go just a little further in this rehab. So what I'm offering you this morning is I'm willing to pay you cash to help you. I want to nudge you over the line to get you to the Mettler Center. 30 minutes, man! It's a free consult, and then I'll pay you $100. Think about a nice dinner for two with a $100 bill. You can do that. Dinner for two in this town is easy with $100.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't drink too much wine. So, if you want this deal, just text me Mettler, M-E-T-T-L-E-R. They're right at the crossing, kitty corner from Village at the crossing.
That's right.
Duncan and Windsor. Mettler Center. And I'm trying to get you to fix you because your knee hurts or your thigh or your thing you pulled in your calf years ago that's still... You're waking up with something. I'm right. Just trying to help you, people.
I know it. And a lot of times it's the Band-Aid solution of let me pop another pill, and you're just not hopping off of those.
You don't need to.
Right.
Diane and I don't take pills.
And I had a frozen shoulder issue, and they said it's going to be years in other places before you can actually use both hands.
And other therapists told you years?
And it was months with Mettler
okay.
Center.
Well, there you go. So, and then I told you the calf issue I had.
Mm-hmm.
The gastrocnemius that I tore.
Ouch.
Yeah. And I went other places. And I left with just as big a calf as when I began. And I went over there and they took the water out of the leaves out of the gutter, and the water flowed through my body. I was 30 minutes later. I mean,
it was uncomfortable.
I'm just telling you. And so I'm telling you, for $100, do we have anybody that is willing to do this morning? I know it's 30 minutes, and you don't want to because you're grumpy. But I'm trying to pay you to help you.
359-2255.
You text in Mettler, and CBJ pays you to help you. And I really want this to work for you because it's relief. You know how hard it is living with pain? Yeah, you do, because everybody has something or has had something. Or you know somebody who has something. It's very difficult to be happy when something hurts all the time. And maybe that's what you got, but maybe not. I'm just wanting you to go in. 30-minute free consult. Stevie J gives you $100 for your time. And if you don't want to work for $200 an hour, okay, then you got me. Yeah, got me. But I'm talking about a $100 bill for 30 minutes. You know what the rate on your pay at $200 an hour is? It's like $400,000 a year. So that's not enough. I get it. I get you. 359-2255. Text in Mettler.
Sounds good.
Right now. Mettler is our offer this morning. 359-2255. Come on, man. Take the jump. I want to help you. And then you're going to write something very nice about this.
Mm-hmm.
This will be fun. All right, sports next. If you want the best, go to Body and Soul Sports, your go-to for all your favorites. With shoes from Asics, Adidas, Brooks, and Nike. Get comfort and style with an in-store free gait analysis for the proper fit. Perform and look your best with apparel and gear for every season. There's swimwear to compete or for the beach anytime. Men, women, and kids can play like the pros. So walk, run, or ride to Body and Soul Sports. Great store, great service, great prices. Route 45. And Curtis Road in Savoy. Online, body, the letter N, and soulsports.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free. free at ZipRecruiter.com/pre. That's ZipRecruiter.com/pre.
All right, good news. Fighting Illini basketball, women and men, both undefeated.
It's true. Nice to get out of the gate with a big W. 78-70 was the final in overtime over Nicholls State. Andres Felice with 22 points. Illinois ladies beating Chicago State in front of so many school kids. A nice field trip for them at that 99-66 win. Illinois volleyball, number 21 in action at Iowa tonight. Illinois football, Michigan State at East Lansing, 2:30 on Saturday. Daly Harding named the Bronco Nagurski Trophy Defensive Player of the Week.
Bronco Nagurski was such a tough football player.
I see.
He was from Wisconsin.
Well, what an honor for Daly Harding.
Well, I think Bronco was the 1950s. I mean, he's a while back now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Bronco Nagurski in the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, in Canton, I believe.
Okay, very good. San Jose over the Blackhawks. Blues beat Vancouver. L.A. Lakers over the Bulls. And Charlotte beat the Pacers in overtime. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Thank you. We're going to check your weather. That'll be next. How about this guy? Sergeant Mark McAllister is his name. Sergeant for the Champaign County Sheriff's Office for 23 years. Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Now, as far as working with the canines, I know Stevie and I are big fans of dogs. Talk about that chapter.
That was unbelievable, honestly. The training was tough. I mean, it was a lot of training. It was a lot of training after the initial training. Once you have the dog, it was a lot of extra work on top of your daily duties, but very rewarding.
And they have a hard time separating out. You know, we're working versus, give me BB.
Yeah.
You know, it's that kind of a...
It is, although it's almost a different mode. Like, even the dog itself, you know, from being at home to, okay, when we get in the car, it's time to...
Put it on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can't fool the dog.
No.
They kind of know that. And they also become very connected, don't they, with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if somebody gets near you, that's bad for the other person?
They don't like that. Yes.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, one second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah. Sure, Larry. Just one second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
Here's your weather, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for over 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Looking good with the sunshine. Today's high 55, down to around 30. This is the warm spot of the week, if not the next 2 weeks, actually. 37 the high tomorrow, down to 18. Ooh. Starting out with more clouds and a slight chance of precipitation, and then partly cloudy for the rest of the day, but windy. Partly cloudy on a high 35, low 24. For Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 40 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, I would give you $100 to go to Mettler, my friend, because if frozen shoulder's a frozen shoulder, can you lift your arm up, Steve Suderman, or what?
I have had that. I guess that's more common with women than men, but boy, that hurts.
Ugh.
That hurts like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got something you're waking up with that doesn't feel great, because everybody seems to have something. So my $100 bill could go to you as well. Just go to Mettler for that free consult. 359-2255. You want to text in Mettler. That's our offer of the morning. I'm paying you to help you. Steve Suderman said, good vibes. That's where you get your dish, your DirecTV. My mom was talking about dish. I said, I got your guy, Mom. I got your guy. So, she said, well, I think I get this. And I said, they're a dish installer. So I was kind of selling you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel when you recommend me to your mom, that's pretty good.
Well, that's what I mean. I know.
That means something.
Yeah. When I was at a big box store and saw some big TVs and all of that stuff, and I'm thinking, I don't want to deal with that. I can't lift that. I got to have Steve Suderman come put it on my wall like he did. Come on.
Hey, well, the big news here is Sony went Black Friday early. And put simply, I think it was about 24 models of Sony's lineup. Nearly everything, all the 4K smart TVs dropped hundreds of dollars. Even the kind of lower end, you know, the smaller size, dropped a shocking amount to me. You can get a 75-inch TV, It's kind of like the one you got, Stevie. This is going to break your heart. It's like $1,100 now.
What?
I know. The 65-inch 4K Smart XBR, $699. 55 is $499. These are
unbelievable.
We've been selling Sony since the days of Trinitrons and Betamaxes. I've never seen them behave this way. And it's bizarre because they're very low on inventory. I'm looking at all these orders I've got in with them, and there's back-ordered on this and back-ordered on that. I think everybody figured out that selling this product, that they should get everything they can in their barn because there's nothing out there that can touch it. Even the super high-performance OLED screens, Sony's been about $1,000 higher than the corresponding LG model. Well, not anymore. This, I think there's going to be an OLED revolution. Go to gvibes.com. You can see the deals. You can see just what the specs and actual prices are. Come down to Ron Barn Center and let us show them to you and all the things we can do to augment, like the sound bars and the subwoofers and things that will make the sound as good as the picture. But these are things that get them now. There's no reason to wait.
Well, this is kind of like basketball coaches recruiting eighth graders. Everything's going earlier. I mean, people
are
blowing it out the doors of the Sony. But what I would say, Steve, is people ought to move on the thing and get it done and get it in their home, or at least reserve it, pay you the money, you set it up. But don't wait on this, because I have a feeling you're going to run out of some of this stuff.
There's going to be shortages. Yeah. There's no question about it. There already are. So
75-inch Sony, you're telling me is under $1,200?
Yes.
Come on, man.
$1,099.
Come on, man. $1,099? And you'll bring it over and hang it up and all that stuff?
Yeah, for $99, but yes.
That's a heck of a deal, man. That's just awesome. Okay, how do they reach you, buddy?
Call us up at 351-0909, gvibes.com on the web. We're at 2010 Round Barn Road.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Stevie.
Steve Suderman at Good Vibes, locally owned and operated, a mom and pop. Next to the DMV.
You know, he mentioned Black Friday early, but it's really a Black November.
Everybody goes early on the sales. Crazy. So,
and why not? I mean, it's kind of a short season.
It's a short season.
Thanksgiving on the 28th.
Yeah, definitely. Usually that weekend is like November 24.
Right.
This is 28, 29, 30, and then you're into December. So, yeah, retail's a little nervous, I think, on some of these. That's just how it falls.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it Abraham Lincoln that set that up? Third Thursday or something. I thought Abe Lincoln set up Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I think that's a trivia question. There you go.
Okay, there we go.
All right. We're going to break for the news. We'll be right back. If you missed our interview with Bryant Fritz, he's the next generation teacher that saved that dog at Kaufman Lake. Terrific interview we conducted earlier this hour. I'm going to run it again next hour. Stand by for that. News will be next from Fox and then Jamie Monticelli.